Good show.
Blog Talk Radio.
So for you too. Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Welcome to the Essence of Success Radio Network. Thanks for joining our weekly Sunday show of free psychic readings with me and Miss Nina. Here every Sunday at 3 p.m. We love answering your questions, or at least put you on the right path. Remember to always be positive. Nothing in this world is promised but birth and death. So in between, let's make the best of it with understanding, communication, and above all, love. One question per caller, please. We like to give everybody a chance to ask a question, or you can also just call in and give validation on a previous reading. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. Miss Nina is a Reiki master. She's a teacher, minister, photographer, and a lot more. I have 40 years of experience as a psychic, and I do tarot cards, angel readings, and a few other things. Now, if you need an in-depth reading, you can contact us at the website of www.theessenceofsuccess.com. On Facebook, you can message us at the Essence of Success Radio Network. And thank you all for supporting our show. We are most grateful. Next Sunday, when you read that, when you pull the show up, I'm going to have all of Ms. Nina's information down there as well. So again, thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for calling in. And thank you for participating in the chat room. So I have two announcements, and then I'll do quick prayers. And we will begin the show. So first announcement, which I believe Nina did last Sunday, was to inform you that the full moon was Friday the 9th. New moon. God, I don't know why I have full in my head. Anyway, the new moon. So I hope things are going well for everybody. You guys still hear me? Everything is okay? Okay.
Yeah.
I accidentally pushed a button. But anyway, so the new moon was January the 9th, and the full moon is January 23rd, which is on a Saturday, just like, the new moon was on Friday, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah, well, this is on a Saturday. So the full moon is Saturday, January 23rd. Now, you probably already know, and if you don't, I'm fixing to tell you. We are in Mercury retrograde. It is in the sign of Capricorn and Aquarius. It began January 5th. It lasts for 3 weeks. It ends on January 25th. So as always, be careful with your communication, your electronics, relationships. You don't want to start anything new at this time. You don't want to buy any big ticket items at this time. Just wait till after the 25th. Mercury will be going back direct and everything will be fine. And by then we should be pretty much good into the sign of Aquarius too. Okay, and happy birthday to all you Capricorns out there. Yay! Okay, now we'll do the prayers and then we'll get started. This is a financial abundance. We are provided every day with financial abundance for God. Angels and miracles are our shepherds. We shall not want. The desires of our lives are fulfilled, and we have no worries. I am that I am, so be it. It is already done. We let go of the past and remember only the good. We are strong and we use our power wisely. We are free to love and enjoy our lives. I am that I am, so be it. It is done. Cleansing prayer. We are asking all our highest guides to remove the wicked, angry, evil, loathing, negativities of all known and unknown entities, spirits, past life spirits, present day spirits, future life spirits, from all dimensions of time and space, here and now. I am that I am, so be it. It is done. And there are our three quick prayers. All right, Miss Nina, did you have any announcements, young lady?
I do. I only have one announcement, and that is for all of you that come live today, please wish Miss Lennis a happy birthday for Wednesday. And, you know, say a couple of good prayers for her that all things great happen to her.
And I want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay,
welcome.
Yeah, I just keep getting younger because, you know, you get to a certain point, we start going backwards. Anyway, no, really, I'm glad to be the age that I am, which is I'll be turning 67 on Wednesday. I know I don't look it, so that's a blessing. And I don't feel it either, so thank you, God. Okay, let's get started. First caller of the day, area code 414. You are on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this? And welcome to the show.
Hi, happy birthday. This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you. How you doing?
I'm good. And many blessings to both of you ladies. And thank you for taking my call.
Always.
Oh, you're welcome.
Always.
I had a question that I really know. Okay, I'll just ask the question. The question is that financially I'm trying to hold on to my vehicle, but I'm short. Do you see me losing it, or do you see me coming up with something or working a deal out with the company?
It's time to let that car go. The universe is trying to tell you that. You know how everything has good and bad in it? Doesn't matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Even our vehicles, yeah. You know, sometimes you can, I mean, there's this commercial where, you know, people name their cars. I named my SUV a long time ago. I call him Sammy. He's my little man. But he gets me where I'm going. But what I'm saying is, it's just sometimes spiritually, you just know this is your vehicle. Right? You feel it?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And any problems or whatever come up, somehow you're always blessed that you're able to work it out. You know, whether you have the money or you have to borrow it. Well, this car, it's done. It's like it's done. It's tenure. It's time. Longevity with you. It was only supposed to be for a little while anyway. So what it's telling you is time, Mommy, to look for a new car. Now, it doesn't have to be brand new. It might be a year or two older than that one, but it's time to look for a new car. Otherwise, you're going to end up spending more money than you would like to, and maybe you don't need to.
Well, the car, well, I hope not.
Yeah, it's been a good car.
It's a 214.
Yeah, but still, it doesn't, you two don't mix together. It'd be like if you told me that was your man. I'd be like, nah. Y'all may look good together. When you're driving that car, you're probably on point to the 20s. But yet, it's just not, it's like you're not feeling it, and it's not feeling you. So, like I said, you may just get one a year older. Oh, okay, hold on. The angels are telling me don't buy a car that was produced on Wednesdays. How you can find that out is I believe it's inside the door, and it gives you the date when that car was manufactured. So they're just telling me to tell you, don't buy a vehicle that has been produced on Wednesdays. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Good to know.
I guess if it's any other day, you two are okay. Yeah. And you will get the money to repair it. Yes, you will. But eventually, just watch. Just gauge it. you see yourself spending more money than is necessary because it is a new car, then, you know, it's like, mm-mm, we ain't working. I'm going to have to trade you in for a new man. You know, and you might get a pretty good deal. To be honest with you, you might get a pretty good deal on it. So you don't have to go 15 or 16. You could stay within 14, but it's just a different vehicle. And it's not made on Wednesday.
Okay.
All right. You could be good. Call me back, girl. Let me know what you bought.
Okay, I will.
All right. Thank you, Lisa, for calling, and have a wonderful weekend, lady.
You too. Have a nice birthday.
Okay, thank you. All right, next caller, area code 908. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this? Hello, 908. You're on the air, love.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Fine,
hi,
you?
My name is Nicole. Happy birthday.
Hi, Nicole. How are you today?
I'm okay. I just want to ask you, like, one question about my relationship.
Okay.
His name is Kevin. And
okay.
I was trying to see, like, how far it's going, like, what is, you know, little details about it.
Okay. Don't tell me anything. Let me just go with that. Because once I focus on him, I'll see him.
Okay.
Okay. Ooh, he can be a little stubborn sometimes. And you know what's funny about it? It's cute. It's not really stubbornness where you want to smack the taste out of his mouth. It's kind of cute. He's tall and lanky, isn't he?
Yeah. He's
not no big man.
Uh-uh.
No, that's okay. He'll. I'll put it like this. If you and him never had kids, your children
uh-huh.
will be like him. They'll take his
oh.
body size. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They'll be slender. So people may think you ain't feeding them, but you're feeding them. It's just his genes. Okay. Let's see what else. Sometime he gets his nose out of joint. I'm not understanding why they're telling me that, but you know that. You would understand. They're telling me. You would understand
uh-huh.
that. But yeah, he gets his nose out of joint sometime. Maybe part of that could be stubbornness or he's just not listening. He's only
uh-huh.
seeing it from his side. I'm not picking up anything bad about him at all. I see that he's a runner. I don't know if that means he's athletic or he exercises, but I see
he exercises.
Like a track. Okay, because I see him in track clothes and tennis shoes, but he's running, you know, like around the track. So I'm assuming, yeah, the exercises. Well, that's good. And he's self-conscious. He may not always eat healthy every day, but he is self-conscious. He thinks that you're just darling. I almost want to laugh because it seems like I know he's black, but I was like, darling? You know, boo maybe, sweetheart,
uh-huh.
shorty, darling? I give it to you the way the angels give it to me, but yeah, when he looks at you, he just thinks you're so darling. I mean,
uh-huh.
nothing wrong with that. It's good. I mean, I like the positiveness. I like the brightness around him. So all that is good. Yeah, y'all can have a relationship. You know what? Only thing I would say is just communicate in a
okay.
mellow way. Even if you two disagree, that's okay. You're human beings. Nobody perfect here. But do it in a mellow way. You know, you might even laugh about it. He might give you an answer to something. You might say, is that really how you feel? And he'll go,
uh-huh.
yeah. And you'll bust out laugh, and you'll be like, no, I know it's not. You know it's that way. But you're not demeaning
okay.
him or yourself. You know what I mean? You're making a
uh-huh.
point, but you're being a little humorous. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Y'all be fine.
Alrighty.
So, yeah, I don't see any problems. I don't. Like I say, other than
uh-huh.
him being a little stubborn, he's healthy, he's slender, and he just thinks you're darling. So, you know, enjoy
well,
the relationship. That's what I'm going to tell you. Enjoy the relationship.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you, and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, and you have a wonderful day, too. A wonderful week, Nicole. Thank you for calling. Okay. Next call is area code 978. You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. Hi, Nina. This is Kathleen, or your Facebook friend, Kay. So
oh,
happy birthday.
Oh, my God. How are you? We haven't talked to you in months and Sundays. How
been
you
on
doing,
blog
young lady?
Talk. I haven't been on Blog Talk for a long time. So,
that's true.
But
I've seen you a few times on Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah, Facebook, yeah, and I love what you post. I always end up reposting it.
Yeah.
It's so funny, some
you
of those
know I'm a nut.
But I have a question about a relationship I was in. Now, I've known this guy since we went to my prom together, okay? And we were seeing each other for quite some time, and we even had a trip planned to Antigua. We got our passports, everything, for February. The day before Christmas Eve, he up and walked out on me. He blocked me on his phone and on Facebook and my two kids. And I want to know why. I really don't know.
Is his name Rick?
Richard, but I call him Richie.
Oh, okay, because while you were talking, I got Rick. Okay, Richie. All right.
Well, Rich, yeah. Rich is what
okay.
his siblings call him.
Oh, he got quite upset with you.
Yeah, and I don't know
he
why.
He feels like you're not understanding the situation. Wait a minute.
But I don't know the situation because it was fine.
Does he have a friend? Not as a relationship now, you know, like... A chore worker, or yeah, but they're not in a relationship. But like, she would come in, clean the house, or make sure that he
oh,
took
no,
the medication like
living,
once or twice a week.
No, he was living with another guy. They probably could have used a housekeeper, but no, he was living
oh,
with
okay.
another guy.
Okay, because I see that the lady, like she's like a nurse. That's what I feel that she comes in just to. Tidy up a little bit, make sure that the medication is being taken. Okay.
No.
But let me see, why'd he get, I got a headache right at the top of my head, and I keep asking, why'd he get so angry?
Yeah, he could be fine.
He's saying
why
that you're, well, let me tell you, he's saying that you're stubborn and you won't listen. He's stubborn. He's not listening. I mean, you're like at an impasse. Yeah, you're like at an impasse. But, you know, I see at a distance that he wants to talk to you again. Let me ask Nina. Nina, what are you picking up on this guy?
Yeah, he does want to talk to you again, but I'm picking up that somebody said something to him.
Ah.
It wasn't anything. It wasn't anything
go ahead,
you
Nina.
Did. Somebody said something. Now, I'm picking up that it was a fib. Not the complete truth, but he took it as truth. So, yeah, I think now that he's cooled down a little bit is probably a good time for you to try and get a hold of him.
He blocked me, honey, on the phone and Facebook, and he blocked my two sons on Facebook. He befriended them, and then he blocked my two boys.
Yeah, it's a hell of a misunderstanding.
So he would have to get in touch with me. I unblocked every which way. Till Sunday.
No,
I can't. So you figure that trip is off for Antigua, huh? He canceled it. It was all set for
no,
next month.
I don't see this trip canceled. I see you guys still going.
Yeah, I don't see it canceled
yeah.
either.
You're still going. So between now and February, evidently you two are going to sit down and talk. Just remember, we're in Mercury retrograde, but that can work good and bad. And maybe it's a good time for you two to resolve your issues or your differences and come
after
to a
Mercury
solution.
After Mercury retrograde.
Well, yeah, definitely after the 25th, but I think if you want to put a little candy in there and sprinkle it, it would be okay.
But yeah,
I
can't get a hold of them, but you're right about...
The 25th.
The computer is going down and stuff. Right now my computer is being worked on. It's on the fritz. So I'm not on chat in your chat room. I'm just calling because I can't use a computer. But, okay, I thought he would have canceled the trip because I called AAA where we made it through, and the lady said where it was on his credit card. She couldn't give me an answer whether he canceled or not.
Well,
he hasn't.
Like Nina said, you know, the trip is still on. So you guys are going to get an understanding between now and then because you're still going
on
the trip. So evidently that means that the two of you will have spoken to each other and resolved this. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
enjoy your
vacation. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nina.
Please make an effort to get a hold of him, even if it means driving to his place or going to his place and going for coffee or whatever. But make the effort.
Like I said, I've been trying to call, Facebook, everything. I try calling from my neighbor's phone, and he won't pick up. So I don't know. If he really wants to talk to me, it's up to him now because I've tried.
Okay.
All right.
I'm just telling you what I'm picking up. So, yeah, thank you for
Should
calling.
I write a letter?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Maybe I'll do that. I don't even know what to say. But, all right. Well, listen, I thank you both again. And, Lennis, happy birthday. And I'm sure I'll see you on Facebook on Wednesday for your birthday if my computer's fixed.
Okay. I'll be back on Wednesday with the show in the studio. That's right. At 6 o'clock, people. Okay. Thank you, Kathleen, for calling. And have a wonderful week, young lady.
Can you keep me on so
I'm sorry, I just took you out. You're listening to Free Psychic Readings on Sunday with Lennis and Miss Nina here at the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, everybody. And Miss Nina is your moderator. Okay, here we go. Area code 818. Thank you for your patience. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Miss Lennis. Hi, Miss Nina. Happy birthday and Happy New Year to you.
Oh, back at you at Happy New Year. Who's this?
This is Brittany speaking.
Okay. Well, glad you called, Brittany. How are you doing, young lady?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. I have a question.
Wait a minute before you ask the question. Hold up. The angels are showing me right now neon lights, and you're looking at them, and your eyes are so, so big. Why am I seeing that? But you're looking at it. It must be your name or something is up in neon lights in big letters. Are you doing anything for that to happen soon?
That's what my question was.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead. They were just showing me. While you were talking, they were showing me. I could see you standing on the street, and you're looking up at this billboard, but it's neon, and whatever it is, I don't know if it's your name or what, but you're so excited. Your eyes are just huge, like Egyptian eyes. Okay, go ahead. What's your question?
Okay, so I am pursuing my career right now, but in the midst of that, I have to take these really interesting, odd jobs working in the service industry. And I was given a pay, where all the employees at this company was given a pay cut, and I feel like I'm settling for less by taking this. I feel like I know my worth and I'm worth more, and I want to know what you we're picking up in regards to that.
To the company where you're working at right now, you said?
Yeah, it's just
okay.
It's just a side job. It's not like my career or anything. Because I feel like my career is, like, taking off. Like, things are happening. The angels are working behind the scenes in that.
Yeah, and this job is not very flexible either. But, you know, I see if you're not happy, then go to the next job. I see two more jobs that you could be working at. So if you're not happy there, check out your other two applications or places that you were interested in for part-time work. I think
okay.
they'll be those companies will be a little bit more flexible. So, you know, if you have to go out on whatever acting job, producing, whatever that it is, they will work with you. You know, you might lose pay for two hours, but you're not gonna miss your job.
Okay.
Yeah, and the pay is decent. From what I see, it's decent pay. So, but it works for you because the part time allows you to do other things.
Right.
But it's always well, there now. These other two jobs, it's there if you want to work 40 hours a week. That's up to you. But I think you're looking for the flexibility, right?
Yeah, because I'm pursuing my career, and that's first priority.
Okay. Well, that's you. That's you. Whatever a couple other places that you were interested in, I would say apply there because you would get the job. But they'll be more flexible than where you're at now. I see a shadow over this job. I don't know why. A big black shadow looks like a cloud above it.
Yeah, it's like the energy there is because they change managers like several times.
Oh, boy. Miss Nene, are you picking up anything?
The only thing I'm picking up is this company is probably going under, and the pay cut was nothing personal. Everybody took a pay cut.
Right.
Okay, so that further lets you know, check out those other two jobs.
Yeah.
Don't wait to get your last check. You know, hold that hand up and say, talk to the hand because I don't even understand. I'm working.
I will do that.
Yep, I'm working. Okay, well, we're wishing you the best, and I know you're going to get it because I see you working one of those two jobs that you're interested in. So I'll just say this. Congratulations, Brittany, and thank you for calling today.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Okay. Area code 509. You're on the line with Miss Nene and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Miss Linus. This is Erica. I
kind of
sound weird because I got braces on Friday, but I can still talk. Not eat, though. I can just drink.
Well, that's all right. That's okay.
Yeah. Last time you told me to call you again because you also mentioned the little shadow for my question over the Washington State internship program. I'm still very interested and on the position, and I'm wondering if you still see or if you see me being a part of that and then offering me the A spot.
Oh, yeah, because you're with a group of people. I see the people, and you're walking right in with the group.
They're like 70. Actually, 69. They're 69.
Well, I see a group of people. There's a door. There's a wall, but there's a door, and you just walk right through the door. So evidently you got it because you're standing there
really?
With the rest of these group of people. Yeah, because they're just waiting for somebody, professor or manager, director, whatever, this big head guy to come in. And then he'll sit out, you know, like you're in a class and talk to everybody. But, yeah, but you make it in. I see you walking in.
Erica.
You're a little shy. Go ahead, Nene.
Yeah, last time we talked to you, I told you to give them a call. Did you do that?
Yeah, I did. I called her the following Monday. It took a lot of, like, guts because I was kind of, like, nervous. And I even told her that, it's nerve-wracking, like, talking to you. But she said not to be scared. She's like, there's still hope, Erica, because I was placed on the alternative list. And she's like, things happen, and people just have to go, like, you know, a family member died or something like that. Things can come up, she said. So, yeah, she's like, Erica, there's still hope.
Okay, that's good news. I'm happy to hear that. Okay, so, don't give up. Keep on trying. Keep letting them know that you're still waiting.
Should I approach her again? Because they already started, but along the way, anyone can drop. And so that's where the alternative list comes to play.
Yeah, I would still approach her. Can you get on the next list?
That would be next year's, next winter's.
Well, Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Put your name there, too.
Oh, okay. So then does that mean you don't see that one for me? Only like Lennis. I also have a job interview on Tuesday, just because I need a job like right now. So I'm trying to get whatever I can for now, but I do want to improve, like get what I really want. I just need something just to get a paycheck for now.
Yeah, you'll get the job, but you'll be in that group of 70. So you're gonna get in.
Okay. Sounds good. Do you see me when I will be relocating? Because that does take a move. Is there like a time frame of me relocating?
Erica, only one question per caller, as Lena said at the very beginning. So if you want.
Okay, sorry.
If you want,
sorry.
Call Sunday or contact us on the site.
Okay, that's fine. But thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, Erica. Have a wonderful week.
Have a good day.
Excuse me. Whew. Okay, next caller, area code 404. You're on the line with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tasha.
Hi, Tasha. How you doing, young lady?
I'm well. Happy birthday, by the way.
Tasha, hold up. Is there a meal by you? Is there a male in the room where you're at?
Like downstairs is my uncle.
No, is there a male like 5 feet or 10 feet from you right now while you're on the phone?
Not in the room, no. Downstairs, but it's a small house, so.
But there's nobody in the room with you right now?
No.
Hmm.
Is there somebody in the room?
You got a chair in your room?
Like a couch? Yes.
No, I don't want you to move the couch. What can you put on in front of that door? Like a chair. You want just a chair?
It's in the next room. But I don't, like a office chair?
Something to brace up against that door. That's why I said a chair. While you're in that room that you're in right now, if you can find a chair, just brace it up under the handle. Unless you're leaving to go to work or school or whatever. Okay?
So, I'm just questioning why. Do I need to do this?
Yes, you do.
I know, I was asking why.
Why? For your own safety. For your own safety.
Okay. Because I only...
You know, when you're in the room by yourself and whatever you're doing, that's fine. Once you go out the room, then, of course, you're going to remove the chair. But while you're in there, just put the chair under the door. And if anybody asks, just say, oh, I had a bad dream. So I decided to put the chair under the door. Okay, what's your question, Tasha?
I was just asking about relationship.
What's his name?
Oh, no one in here yet just wanted to know if you speak anything.
Oh, so there's no particular person you're interested in?
No.
What's the name of the last guy that you were with?
In like a serious relationship? Because I've been on like a couple of dates now, but they all...
Okay, just give me the first name from the serious to the couple of dates. Just the first name. I don't want you to give out the last name.
Alex. Josh. Dwight.
Okay, stop. Are you picking up anything on Dwight or Alex, Nina?
Yeah, I picked up something on Alex. I'm not quite sure what it is, but, yeah, I picked up something on him.
Yeah. I picked something up on him, and I also picked up Josh, no. Dwight, yes. Alex and Dwight. There's something about that Alex guy. I don't like him.
That was the serious one, but we went our separate ways.
Okay. I don't like him. He's sneaky.
Yeah.
I don't trust him. He's sneaky. And this Dwight guy, there's something about his past that he's not speaking about, but it also would concern you. He's got a felony in his past. It didn't get squashed. But there's something, I see him as being nice, very charming, very charismatic. But then I see the other side with weapons, going
mm-hmm.
along with the crowd like a leader. I mean, not a leader, a follower, excuse me,
mm-hmm.
and not a leader. His life decision and choices at this time are not good at all. This Dwight guy, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I said follower. It's too easy to be influenced. Too easy to
Do
be
you
influenced.
See anybody else? Because I know I wasn't really taking him serious.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're not involved with either three of those. I just wanted to know because of what I was picking up. I see in the distance a tall, dark brother, Chocolate. Nice looking, but he's at a distance. It's like I'm looking at him from South Carolina and he's looking down at you by Louisiana. He's looking that way. As I said, it's in a distance. So probably within months, not right away, but in months. Do you have any sea salt, Tasha?
Yes.
Or do you know what sea salt is?
Yes.
Okay. You have a little container?
Yes.
Okay. That you can carry. Let me make myself clear. I'm sorry. I need you to put some sea salt in a little container that you can put in your pocket, whether it's your pants or your sweater or your jacket or your coat. But nobody can see it. That's why I said a small container. I want you to keep that with you at all times. Anytime you step out that door out your room, you better have that salt on you. Okay.
Everybody that's in my house is family, like family members.
Let's keep the salt on you.
Okay.
Yeah, your salt is going to be your protection against negativity.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
because
I've been drained. Thank you.
Yeah, and if you want, you can go through every corner within in your room. And sprinkle a little salt in each corner and said, negativity cannot come in here. This is blessed by God. You know, whatever four corners. But definitely, I want you to carry the sea salt in a container on your body.
Mm-hmm.
Not next to your body. Like I said, coat, sweater, your pants, slacks, yeah, whatever. But that, I want you to keep that with you at all times. And I mean all times when you're out that room. You don't need it on you when you go to bed. But you do need it any time that you leave out that room.
Yeah, I have a suggestion too. Go to a gem store, crystals and gems, and pick up a piece of kyanite. It's a blue stone, and it's kind of shaley. But kyanite is used for protection as well. And I think it would probably be worth your while to go out and pick up a piece of kyanite and carry that kyanite with you always, no matter what.
Okay.
All right. We're just picking up some real big negativities for you, and they're around you. So you need to protect you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Tasha. Keep in touch. Let us know how you're doing. But do the salt and the kyanite that what color is it? So if she doesn't remember the name, what color is it, Nina?
It's blue, and it's kind of a shaley type stone. It can break off in pieces quite easily. So, okay. Yeah, you'll know what it is, but it's called kyanite, and it's quite powerful in protection.
Okay. Do you think, I guess I'll start working on moving out of the house. That's just my biggest thing.
Yeah.
Ain't that a cannon? Yeah. Nina?
Okay.
You said yeah?
Yeah.
It's time to move out anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's
okay,
been my
Tasha.
Thing I've been on. All right. Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week. Please keep in touch. Thank you. Next caller is area code 646. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
This is Tony. Happy birthday, Linus. How you doing,
Nina?
Nina.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Nina?
Who is this again, Tony?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Hi, Tony.
How are you doing, Tony?
I'm doing all right, thanks. Yeah, I guess my question is basically focusing on career.
Okay.
Or employment opportunities coming up.
And what's your specialty, or which ways I can focus? Medical, IT, what? Sports?
I guess you could say IT.
IT? Okay.
Yes.
So you're into computers, and that's what you're telling me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you're hesitating on that. So why the hesitation? What else is there?
It's audiovisual, which is connected to the computer IT world, and it's also writing. So those are the two things I've been focusing on. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not seeing you having any problems finding a job. The biggest problem is. You, for some reason, are putting up a couple of blocks that shouldn't be there. You have, the number 6 came up as soon as you started talking about jobs. So you have at least 6 job opportunities out there right now.
Okay.
Dennis, what else are you picking up?
Oh. I didn't get it to you. I was listening to you because I was like, that's interesting. I don't see any problem with him getting a job. I agree with you there. You're just holding your own self back.
Yeah.
In essence, that's all it is. You're just holding your own self back.
Yeah, you have the personality, the knowledge, and the skill. Go out and get that job that you want.
Okay.
Just be positive. No negatives at all. You will get that job you want. Honestly, you will.
Okay.
There you go. Call us back, Tony, and let us know.
All right, we'll do. Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling. You have a wonderful week.
You too.
Next call, area code 850. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. 850.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, who's this?
This is Sheila. How are you?
Hi, Sheila. Finding you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Well, my question is, I'm looking for a new job, and I was wondering when I was going to, you know, move to a new job. Well, get a new job.
Okay, what field are you interested in?
Well, right now, administrative assistant.
Okay, now you're administrative assistant, like in what? Are you working in with computers, electronics, cell phone?
Yeah, it's a desk job, what I'm doing now.
Oh, so it doesn't matter. Just
I've been applying everywhere, so I was wondering, you know, when and if I'm going to get a new job.
mm-hmm. never heard this before. I'm asking about you, and it said, not now, not never.
Oh, my God.
It's trying to tell me that, you get a that you're getting a check. It says that you're getting a check.
Lannis, you're going to find this hilarious, but I picked up she wasn't getting a new job either.
No.
Mm-mm.
No. What they were telling me was be happy with what you have right now.
Yeah, because they're, no.
No, yeah. I'm not happy where I'm not right now.
Well, make yourself happy, because I see a raise coming for you fairly shortly.
Hmm.
Oh.
Hang in there.
I'm having a hard time where I'm at now. That's why I've been applying everywhere.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you like we just told the other lady. Get a container, put some sea salt in it, put it in your pocket, your sweater, or your jacket, whatever that you wear at work, and keep it on you at all time, and try always to remain positive.
Okay.
You know,
yeah,
really.
Like
go ahead, Nina.
Like I told the other lady, and I'm going to tell everybody that's listening right now, go out and pick up a piece of kyanite. It's excellent protection. That way, if it goes through the wash, it's not going to melt like sea salt will. But it's awesome, awesome protection. And with the two combined, with sea salt and the kyanite, you've got a double whammy of protection there. So anybody listening, go out and pick up some kyanite. If you don't have the sea salt, or if you do, even if you do have sea salt, go and pick up some kyanite.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
All
thank
right.
you.
We're wishing you the very best, Sheila. Let
all
us
right.
know.
Okay,
have
thanks.
A wonderful weekend, lady. Okay, next call. Area code 484. You're on the air with Nina and Lennox. Who's this? 484. You're on the air. Hello, hello, hello. Okay. Guess they just want to listen. Area code 914, you're on the line with Lennox and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, how are you, ladies?
Fine, and
we're
you?
Good. And happy birthday.
Thank
Melissa
you.
From New York.
This
and,
is who from New York?
Melissa.
Oh, Melissa, okay. How are you doing, Melissa?
I'm doing okay. I was going to talk about relationships, but I said, you know what? Let's just worry about what I really want right now. So I wanted to know, I've been studying for the DMV test so I can get my permit. And I want to know, do you think this is a good month for me to go and, or do you think I might pass the test for if I take it for this month?
You will if you do it after January 25th.
Okay.
I know that's at the end of the month, but we'll be coming out of Mercury retrograde, and that way everything will go smoothly for you. The test, the drive, everything. Go ahead, Nina.
It gives you more time to practice, too, and that can never be a bad thing.
All right, all right, that's good.
Okay.
I will definitely do that.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, Melissa, and we wish you the very best, young lady.
Thank you so much, ladies.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
You too.
Let's see. Area code 908. You're on the line with Lennox and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is James, and I'm calling from New Jersey. And I'm not in a relationship right now, but it's kind of getting there because me and this lady have been hanging out, like, a lot. And I was just wondering if you see this being the one. I'm James, and her name is Nina.
You got it, Nina. I'll let you take this one.
Did you say her name was Nina?
Yes. And it's like, it's not a relationship yet, but it's like, it's more than
okay,
friends.
I'm going to tell you why I'm laughing. My husband's name, legal name is James as well, and of course my name is Nina.
That's fun. And we're not in a relationship, but it's like getting there because we both want to take it slow, very slow. But to me, it's like she says that we're best friends for more, but for me it's like the best kind of friendship that I ever had, because she's done actions that only a friend would do. You know what I mean? Like, she does things that I do, and even already stuck up for me, and it's only been like the past, like, I say 3 weeks to a month, but she already impressed me.
I say go for it. There's already one Nina and Jim that have been together for 41 years. Go for it.
Well, she does. Yeah, like, we're not together, so I think that she has other guys that might be around her that she says that she's seeing. But the thing is, the amount of time that she spends with me, I don't see how.
Well, probably not, and I think you should make your intentions known.
Yeah, that's just what I was going to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she knows that.
Yeah, but thinking she knows and actually knowing are two different things.
No, she knows that I would rather, like, I want to only be with her, but she says she needs some time because she's been hurt a lot. And what we're doing right now is getting to know each other and taking everything slow. Hello?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we're thinking. Just be there. Everything will work out.
Yeah,
okay, thank you very much. I can't believe that's fun. And she doesn't, and you know how you said you're married to a James? She won't call me she will not call me by my nickname, Jimmy. She has to call me by James.
is like synchronicity. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
And you know, wait, and I'm touring.
That was confirmation when Nina told you that about her and her husband. That was your confirmation for that relationship.
I'm Taurus and she's Aries.
Fire and earth.
It's a little stubbornness, but I can handle the stubbornness because I'm stubborn myself.
Okay, well, James, there you have it. The rest of the story. A happy ending.
Thank you
ending.
Very much.
Congratulations. Next call is area code 832. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Yes, this is Donna Bowman. Can you hear me?
Hi, Donna. We sure can now. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm just so glad and so thankful I got in. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk about my son. I wanted to see if you felt anything.
What's his first name?
Donna, and my son's name is Jacob.
No, yeah, that's what I want. What was your son's first name?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Wow. First thing that came up is he's been put through the wringer, and it's like an old washing machine when it spins dry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's the first thing that showed me, say he's been through the wringer.
Yeah.
He's trying to hold it down, but things are just so confusing around him. The misunderstandings definitely gain momentum around him right now because he's vulnerable and he's fragile at this time.
He was shot in the head.
Okay.
I just want to know, can you tell if he's okay? Because I can barely hold it down. I'm the one that's probably going through the ringer right now.
Okay. Well, he is too. He's coming back. If you think he's getting ready to die, hell no. Your son is not getting ready to die. But he's doing a lot of reflection about his life.
But he was already murdered.
Pardon me?
Ooh.
Yeah, he was murdered June 15th. He was shot in the head by a drive-by shooter, and he was changing his flat tire.
I can tell.
So are you telling us is your son is gone? He's no longer on this earth?
Yes. Okay. No, he's no longer on this earth.
Well, he is on this earth.
Go ahead.
He is on the earth. You just can't see him, but I know you can feel him.
I want to see him so bad. Why don't I ever dream about him? Like other people get these dreams. Do I not have that? Am I just right now?
No, you're pushing too hard. Just let go.
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
Yeah, just let go.
Okay, do we think that this murder will ever be solved? I mean, we're so close. We've got surveillance. We've got everything, but we've hit a dead end. He was only 20 years old.
I know, and it's such a shame. The question I have for you is, if the murder does get solved or it doesn't get solved, it's not going to make any difference.
I know. I just want to look the killer in the eyes, though, so badly. Because they just didn't kill him. They killed me, too. You know, he was not only my son, he was my best friend.
No.
I missed him so terribly.
You're still here. Mm-hmm. And he is, too. And, yeah, I can feel your hurt, and I know it's really strong.
Yeah, he is. Okay, go ahead and cry. It's okay. Look, me and Nina got big shoulders. Go ahead.
Oh, God.
Even if you can look him in the eye, it's not going to give you what you need.
I just want to know that he is okay right this very minute. And I don't even know if he knows he's dead. I've heard of people not knowing that they're dead. I don't know.
Fine.
He knows, but he's connected to you right now. You know, he feels it very strongly. He feels it very strongly. So he's connected to you. Like Nina said, he's right there. You know, on that side, they have the ability to do a lot more than we can here on this earth in this realm. So, yeah, but he's concerned about you. That's why he's right there. That's why she said he's never left. Because
I feel his arms around me right now. When you said that, I could feel his arms around me right now.
Yeah. We told you he's right there, honey.
Right there.
You need to have conversations with him instead of the sadness. Think of the joyful things. Like, remember when we did cookies? I know you're not here to do them with me now and throw dough around, but that's okay. The memory is good.
That's right. We did.
Oh, you did? Oh, I was just...
Yes, we did. We did, and he always wanted to lick the dough out of the bowl, you know?
Go ahead, Nina.
Go and make some cookies with your son. Right now.
I will.
He's right there with you, and he is so going to enjoy that.
Yes, he is. And put a little plate there, and put a couple of cookies on there for him. And don't get worried if you come back and the plate's at the other end of the counter. That just means he's thanking you.
And his favorite was chocolate chip. I'm going to go make them right now. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. You just don't know.
Now, listen, any time that you want to talk to your son, whatever, just call him in because he's here. So you just, you know, you just call him and say, Jacob, I wanted to ask you something. I know it's not like you're in front of me, but you'll let me know. And he will. Whatever answer, maybe something will drop on the floor, you'll find some change or whatever it is, he'll let you know that answer. Yeah.
I have a question from you from one of my friends in the chat room. Her name is Holly. She wants to know about basketball games. Did you guys go to basketball games, or did he play basketball?
He did play basketball.
Oh, okay.
Actually, he was playing basketball the day. Actually, he was playing basketball the day before he was murdered.
Okay.
And then he had to go to work the next day. Yes, he was playing basketball, and he got into an argument with a friend. That's so strange that she would say that. He got into an argument that was a supposed friend, and so they're trying to link that connection.
She says to go dribble the ball for him.
Oh, go do it. Okay, I will. Yes, I will. After I make cookies, I will. I go out in the front and make dribble the ball. I will. Okay. That's great.
And he is telling her, dribble a ball for me, Mom.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. He loved basketball. Boy, did he love it. And he was good at it, too. Just not quite tall enough. He was only 6 foot.
That's all right. He enjoyed you going out there and do that. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, he had heart, and that is all that was needed was the heart, and he loved it. So you bake those cookies, and you go dribble a ball for him, and I'm sending you love.
Thank you so much,
you
guys. I appreciate you so much.
Me
and Holly,
too.
Thank you, too. All right.
All
thank
right.
you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Y'all have a great
calling
day.
And sharing.
Thank
me
you.
Too.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye, you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. God bless.
God bless you.
It'll go. Seems to just keep whining. There it goes. God, that was slow. Okay, area code 708. You're on the line with Miss Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi.
Is it Tiffany?
Yes, it is.
You know what? I'm sending that Monday. I got to be honest with you. I went Saturday morning, and the line was all the way out to the front door, and it was one person at the counter, which should have been three. I was like, no, that's okay. I'll come back 9 o'clock Monday morning. I know ain't nobody
okay.
in here then. But anyway, what's up, Miss Tiffany?
Well, I am learning a heap of patience, so when it gets here, I will be just as grateful. As far as my patience, my life is like stagnant right now. It's not moving in any particular direction. The days are going by, but nothing new. Nothing's changing.
Now, remember, we're in Mercury retrograde till the 25th, so you do want to lie low. You don't want to put,
Tiffany.
I mean, go ahead, Nina.
Patience.
I was never good with patience. That's one of my worst traits. I remember I think it was high school, they had this matchmaking service through the computers, because back in high school, we didn't have high-tech computers and apps and stuff like that, so somebody actually put in work. And I remember it asking me, rate your level of patience. And I rated the absolute lowest one, and I don't think I even got a match. Because most people are looking for people with patience, and I don't have any.
Well, you got to learn, my girlfriend. You have to learn. I'm sorry, I'm still a little bit cryy over that last caller. It kind of put me over the edge because I'm fearful for my own daughter right now. So.
Oh.
No, I felt that too, from the call from Donna.
Yeah,
I think we all kind of felt that. Even the ones in the chat room felt that.
Yeah. Horrible.
Well.
Horrible, horrible.
Do you have any dreadfully hilarious visions for me? To kind of change the mood.
Christmas present next week.
Okay. That'll work.
Let's see.
Are you, Tiffany? Drink a Heineken with Mo.
I'm so disappointed in Mo and Amber, I don't know what to do.
You remember, Lennox, those are her angels?
Oh, that's right.
That they were Mo and Heineken.
I'm telling you, but why aren't you talking to them? They need
I
work.
I do.
Why aren't you talking to them?
I don't think
them?
I know how.
Just like you talking to me and Nina, talk to them the same way. You need to go on some sanctimonious knee bow, the hands up in the air. Just like you talking to them, you can sit right there on the couch and turn like you can see their presence and be talking to them. You'll feel it. You will feel
their
presence.
I think that's what I'm missing. It's the connection, the actual feeling to let me know that they're there. Otherwise, I'd rather talk to myself because I know I'm here. I know I'm going to respond to my own conversations. But with the angels, it's because I can't connect to them. And I don't doubt what you said is true. I just don't know how to connect to them.
Tiffany, they'll give you subtle hints as to what they are answering to you. They will give you the answers, though, but you have to ask them. And it has to be verbal. It has to be out loud. To talk to them out loud so there is no miscommunications at all. That is what I have found with angels. That, yes, we can talk to them in our heads, and I do that when other people are around. But when we verbalize talking to our angels, they understand completely and totally the question. When we do it in our heads, sometimes it gets mixed up with other things that are going on in there. So verbalize.
Okay. Do I have to be gentle and polite? Because 9 times out of 10, when I want answers, I'm pretty aggressive and obnoxious.
No, and they know who you are. So they don't expect you to be different. So if you
all
want
right,
to go ahead and swear at them, go ahead and do it. They know who
okay.
you are.
Well, I know they drink beer, so I'm assuming it's okay to cuss like a sailor around them, because that's how I feel sometimes.
Yeah,
why not?
Go for it.
Yeah, why not?
It's
okay.
only
I've cursed my angels out, and next day turned around and asked for forgiveness, but I got mad and I didn't see my answers. I got mad and cursed them out. And
that's
then they
the
turned
thing,
around and showed
that?
Me something. Yeah, but they will show you. They turned around and showed me something. I said, well, okay, why didn't you do that at first?
Okay.
Well, we have Tiffany on there. I know I have angels. Do you have any names of angels for me? I have no names.
Oh. For Tiffany, for you,
no, for me.
There's for you. There's a great, great, great. Ooh, she's way back there, almost the 1700s, late 1700s, 1798. She is your grandmother, three times great back. She's there
okay.
right now. And in fact, she's there helping you with the kids. She has that the kind of touch her away. Myers, I'm getting a name like Myers. Maybe that was the last name at that time, M-Y-E-R-S.
Well, it starts with an M. If it's on my dad's side, it starts with an M for sure.
Okay. There you go, then. She's on that side.
Yeah.
But she's three-time great, so she's back to 17, like I said, I see 1798. But she loves the children. She's always there. She just comes in at any moment in time when the kids are there. She loves helping with the kids. There's a man... But he's tall, almost like I'm looking at him like a telephone pole. He's so tall. But he's no nonsense. It's like he has a sword in one hand, and the other hand is down. Oh, that's from my soul card. That's how I see him. Whoa. He is no nonsense. I want to know what his name is, because he don't play when he comes in. Oh, and he's chocolate with blue. I'm seeing sparkles around him now. But he's tall, he's dark, he's chocolate. And he's fierce. Tell me what your name is. Abraham. It took you long enough. Okay, his name is Abraham. I got the M. Myers or whatever on... your mom's side, Abraham was assigned to you. I mean, it's like he comes through like a vacuum cleaner. If you're mad about something or someone has really pissed you off and you call on Abraham, he comes in with that sword in his hand and he's just like, okay, now, go ahead, finish what you were saying. That's how he is. It's like all of a sudden the environment will just change really quick. You won't know why, but, you know, you're calling on him like, Abraham, you need to come in here and do something with this shit because it's getting on my nerves. And he'll just, like I said, he's tall like a telephone pole. He's very great, but he just comes in and whew, 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 and he's done.
Awesome.
Yeah, so you got the great-great-great-grandma on your dad's side that's there with the children. He comes in when you need something done. And he'll change that environment like a snap. Your
so, Linus?
Huh?
You mean to tell me that Nina's angel is this tall, fierce, sword-wielding angel, and mine drink beer?
Yeah, we have all kind of... we have all
damn.
Kind of... That angel's a fun angel. That's for you to learn fun. Let go. Be patient. Let it go. That's what he's there for, so you can laugh and talk to yourself while you're drinking. Set a can of beer down there for him. Shoot.
Do you know if Mo got his hands on a sword, he would tear up every damn thing in sight? I need a stronger angel.
But they are strong. You just haven't reached that pinnacle with them. And our
I haven't. Do I have to meditate?
We change. Listen, our angels change as we change. You get new angels, not all the time. Some stay with you from the time that you're birth until you die. But there's some that come and go as you live your life because they're there to help you to understand whatever that situation is. So that's why you call on your angels. I mean, people call on God, but you can call on your angels because they're there in the blink of an eye. You just have to feel them and know that they're there.
Okay. So I leave them beer and cookies like Santa Claus and see if I get a refund.
No, and tell your angels you're grateful. You are grateful for them being there, you know, and for helping you. They'll even do more. You just say, you know, I'm grateful that you're here. I don't always understand everything, but, you know, I got Mo want to drink, the other one, well, what you want to do? You know, they like that.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Nina?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I thought you were gone. I was like, oh, okay. Well,
no, I'm
Tiffany's ending the show with us again. She's just so sweet.
I try my best.
Crazy. Okay, Nina, is there anything you want to say? We're going to go ahead and close this out.
I have a question from the chat room from Holly. She is going to be starting a new venture, and I have told her that this new venture will be awesome, but she would like to hear from you as well and to see if you have any other messages for her.
Her new venture is going to begin like tic-tac-toe. All of a sudden, there's one up here, one over there, one in the center. And then, whoop, it all comes together real quick, and she won. So whatever she's doing is going to come together as a combination of things, and she'll become a winner. I'll just put it like they're telling me. She'll become a winner. So whatever she wanted to accomplish, yes, it will happen. You got an angel around you, and he's really a fart. He picks his nose. He almost looks like, who was that in Disneyland that had the little guys? Sleeping Beauty? Was it Sleeping Beauty that had the 12 little dwarfs? God, I can't think. But anyway, this is what this guy reminds me of, Holly. And he's almost like a gargoyle. There we go. Now I see him. He's a gargoyle. And he picks his nose, but he's goofy. He's goofy as hell. It's almost like when he flies past you, all of a sudden you bust out and start laughing and don't know why. You know, it's just that you've been touched by this gargoyle. He's just a nut. I don't know why, but you brought him into your existence. But he's like the happy charmer or the tickle you person. What is it, Tickle Me Elmo? He's kind of like that. Yeah, okay. I'm going to say he's like that. Yeah, he's new. He just came into the picture January 1st. But if you feel laughing or people may think you lost your mind, you haven't. It's just he just tapped you on the shoulder or something and made you bust out laughing.
There you go.
And at the most, and the thing about this gargoyle, he's so mischievous. He does it at the most inappropriate time. Somebody could tell you that they just got in a car accident and holler, you go, ha ha! And they'd be like looking at you, why is she laughing? There ain't nothing funny about that shit. You know, but that's because this gargoyle, he's mischievous. He likes stuff like that. You know, he really is a fun being. So he's new. What else? That's all I see. All I see right now, Nina.
Yeah.
But her new adventure will do well. But it's going to come together. It's going to be three different things. All come together as one, and it'll just be perfect. She'll be fine. She needs to remember to keep that armor of steel on her. It's a prayerful armor of steel, not literally. But the prayer one.
Yeah.
Okay. As she does her travels and adventures and experiments. Okay, was there anything else, ladies?
No, I don't have anything else, Dennis, other than happy day for you on Wednesday. You really are a godsend. Thank you very much, Lennis, for everything you do for me and for everybody else in this world.
Well, you're most welcome. Just a little part of me trying to give back. Show the love, as they say. Show the love. Mm-hmm. Of course, I haven't been too good today in the games, but whatever. Thank you, Miss Nina. Another year we started, and we're doing great. Thank you, Tiffany, for always coming in. We just love you so much. Thank you so much.
Love you more.
And and thank you to the listening audience and all the people in the chat room. Yes, and Holly, thank you for coming in. You know, you're always welcome anytime, any place, anywhere, young lady. And we want to thank the people listening around the world in the chat room, of course, on the phone, and hope that... like I said, we're in Mercury retrograde, so you might want to, like, fly low, do what you need to do. But just remember, no big-ticket items. Don't get into communication. Sometime think twice, speak once. Okay. And your electronics and your cars, so just think about that. This is that time for 3 weeks. And the full moon, remember, is on the 23rd. If no one's told you they love you today, me and Nina do. Have a wonderful week and know that you are blessed because you're all queens and kings in our eyes. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Nina.